Blackstone Audio presents Death Wave by Ben Bova. This book is read by Stefan Rudnicki. To Alan McRae, who builds homes and befriends writers. Everybody knows they are going to die, but no one really believes it. Spalding Gray. Rio Grande Gorge. It was a bright, hot morning. A typical New Mexico high desert summer day, with a stiff breeze blowing in from the mountains. But there was trouble in the air. Acting Sergeant Hamilton Cree, New Mexico Highway Patrol, sat in his air-conditioned cruiser and watched the traffic piling up on U.S. 67. As ordered by the World Council security team, he had swung his cruiser to block the lane that entered the bridge over the Rio Grande Gorge and turned on his "Bridge Temporarily Closed" sign. The words hung in midair over the roof of his cruiser, big enough to see 20 car lengths down the road. Another cruiser was blocking access on the other side of the bridge. Cree was nearing the age of 23, the year in which his required public service would be ended and he could leave the highway patrol with a reasonably healthy pension. The big question in his mind was whether he should be content to live off the pension or try to find a job that brought in more income. If he did get a job, he knew his pension would be cut off. If he ever lost the job, he'd be up the creek. It was illegal to get married while working off his public service obligation, but would the pension be enough to support a wife and start a family? One of the truck drivers, sitting in the growing line of traffic, was leaning out the window of his rig and hollering, his face getting red. With an unhappy sigh, Cree opened the door of his cruiser and stepped out into the baking heat. He had never been able to accustom himself to this high desert and its bone-dry climate. Even the wind felt like it was coming out of an oven. Cree had been born in Louisiana, where the air was as soft and moist as wet towel. Even in Nashville, where the family had moved to escape the greenhouse floods, summers were milder, gentler. Coming to New Mexico wasn't his idea. He'd been assigned there. He was exactly 6 feet tall, or 1.828 meters in the government's files. Lean as a fishing rod, with a longish face and sad brown eyes. His hair, trimmed to an official highway patrol buzz, was a light, sandy color. "What the hell you idiots holding up traffic for?" A truck driver was hollering to no one in particular, just venting his anger at being delayed. Walking slowly toward the truck, Cree mentally counted the few days remaining until he could take off the highway patrol uniform for the final time. "What's your problem?" he called to the irate truck driver.
"Problem? I got a delivery to make and a schedule to keep, and you piss answer blocking—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?